Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. Again, we'll go over the last shaila of the Gemara was Vika the Army, one third down. Vika the Army, some say Holati Bolach. This was not a question at all. That Heicha the Yomalei Zil Zoven Lilitcha. If the owner, the master, told the servant, go and sell for me, a litcha means a small property, a half of a kav, a half of a kur. The Zoven Le Kur, and the servant did listen, but he sold of his property a whole kur. So Lachar is the Vadai Moisav Adavar of Heavy. That for sure we consider it like he adding on what the first one said. In other words, you sold now a whole kur. So we say that Lachar is half of it, the Mechira is okay. Because the owner said you could sell half of a kur. Even though you did a little bit more, you sold the whole kur, just adding on a little bit more. So the extra what you're adding on, that's no good. But the first half is okay. Kiti Bolach, when do we have a question? The Omalei, when the master told the servant, Zil Zoven Likura, I want you to go sell for me a big piece of land. Like he owns a lot of property. So he's telling his servant, go sell for me some of my property. I need money now. And he told him, sell me a kur. That's a big size land. The also the servant went with Zoven Lelitcha. And he only sold a half of a kur's worth of property. That's what he did. So here's the question. Because the servant is the Mechira Chal, is it a good sale or not? What's the question? Mi Armina, do we say, Omalei, the servant could tell the master, Titov l'cho avdi l'cho, I did something good for you. You told me to sell your big field, and I only sold half of the field. What did I do good about it? Di loy, mitztarchi l'cho zuzi, because if it's going to come out that at the end you may not need all the money, is Lemotza Sadatibay. You're not going to have to retract the sale like this. If you come out, you wanted, let's say, $10,000, and I only got you $5,000. Well, so be happy, because maybe to come out, you're not going to need $10,000. You don't need $5,000. Like this, you'll be stuck with, like, you'd want to get your property back. So like this, you're not going to have to get it, because they only sold you half of the property. And if it comes out, really, you need more money, so what's so bad? I'll sell for you the other half. So one side is to say, what he did is okay. Oiduma maybe no. Oiduma omalei. The master has a right to tell to the servant, Lenicholi delifshu shtori aloyu. I don't like to have so many deeds that this, even if you'll sell, like one time you sold half of the kur. So what are you telling me? Even if I'll need money, you'll sell me the other half. But you sell it to another person with another deed, another shtar mechira. I don't like to write up so many shtaris. I don't want to have so many shtaris. So therefore, it bothers me what you did. I for sure would have rathered only for you to sell one large field. So therefore, now that you sold half of the field, nothing doing, like the master did not give you permission to do it, and the mechir is bottle. That's the shaila. When the shliach does half of what he's supposed to, is it called something or nothing? So Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura. Chanina Misura said, Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says the Gemara in Milo, Nosan loydino shelzov. Somebody gave you a dinner, a golden dinner. Dinner shows Zor, Rashi says, Shav chafe dinrin. It's worth 25 dinrin, kesef, 25 dinrin, silver coins. The omaloi, and the master told the shliach like this, Hova li choluk, go buy me a shirt. I want you to buy me a shirt that's worth, a dinner shows off, it's worth 25 silver coins. That's what I want you to buy. And that's like shisha sloyim. Fehevi loy bisholish. Instead of buying him a shirt worth 6 sloim, he only bought him something that's worth 3 sloim. In other words, he only spent half the price. He told him, buy me a shirt for these $20, and he went and he only bought a shirt for $10. So it says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara in Milo there, the Lachar is, Shnei Amolu, they both have the Yisamila. Both of them are over the Yisamila. In other words, it comes out later, we found out that the money he spent was Shel Hegdish. Was Hegdish's money? He had no right to use it. So we come out now, we say both of them are mol. The Meshalach, the master that told the Shliach, buy me my shirt, because he gave him the money to spend. Now when the Shliach went and spent, he gave him $20. And all he did is he only bought a shirt for $10. So it says both of them are mol. Sadi test, the middle of the Gemara. Yeah. What the shliach did was he took this dinner zohov, which Rashi says is worth 6 aloyim, and he spent out of these 6 saloyim, 3 saloyim he spent to buy him a shirt, and the other 3 saloyim he bought him a talis. So the Gemara over there says a mila, shnei amolu. They're both over the Yisamila. We said it came out that the money the master gave his servant to buy him was shal hegdish. He didn't realize it. It was hegdish's money. So it says both of them are over the Yisamila. So iyarmut bishleim, if you're going to tell me, it'll be very good that shliach. In a case when the master told his servant, ki hagavn, in this case, oisa shlichusai, it's considered that the master shliach, the servant is doing what the master told him. And just to meisav al dvarav hevi, it's only considered like he's adding a little bit more to what he told him. Like here, o meisav al dvarav hevi, that the master told the shliach, I want you, in our case was, I want you to sell my big field. Sell me my big field, that's a kur. And the shliach went in and only sold half of it. He only sold half of a kur. So the question is, if what he did is called done or not. Is it called that he sold half the field? So that's also called a good sale. The other side was, no, the master doesn't want you to sell half. He wants you to sell the whole thing, because he doesn't want to have so many deeds to hold on to. So bringing the proof here also, the master told the shliach, take this, let's say $10, and buy me a shirt. That's what the master told him. He took these $10 and $5 out of it, he bought a shirt for the master. Now the next $5, he went and bought a talus for the master. Now the talus that he bought, that for sure is not because the master told him. The Meshalach didn't tell him to buy a talis. So that he spent the extra $5 to buy the talis, that's on his own cheshbon. Therefore, he's over the Yisamila. The Shliach, the servant that spent this money now, it's called he's spending B'shegig, he didn't realize it, but he's spending Hegdish's money, so Lacharus, he's over the Yisamila. But it says also that the Meshalach, the master, is also over the Yisamila. Why? Because when the servant spent the first $5 and bought him a shirt, it's considered like he bought the shirt for the master. So who you see, if the master gives you $10 and tells you, I want you to buy me a $10 worth shirt, and you only spent $5 on the shirt, what you did is done. It's called a good sale. So you see, if you do half of what you're supposed to do, it's also called something. So Mara says no. I'd say maybe it's different. Mara says, again, it's called like he did what the master told him. He's only adding on to it. That's why it's good, why the master is over the Yisamila. Because the Meister, the servant, spends for him $5 for the shirt. And the master told him to do it. He's like his shliach, his servant. Therefore, the master is over the Yisamila. But if you want to tell me, no, Mavir al Dvar of Heve, that when the shliach, the servant, does different than what the master told him. Even in such a case, when the master gave him $10 and said, spend the $10 on a shirt. And he went and only spent $5. You want to tell me you're doing different what the master said. So you're not considered a shliach for the master. If so, am I mol? So why is the mishalach over the Yisamila? He didn't do anything. He's only over the Yisamila if he made a shliach and the shliach sold it for him. So the shliach had enjoyment from the money. So that enjoyment is an Yisamila. It goes back to the balabos. But if you tell me now what the balabos told him to do and he did opposite, it's considered like nothing. The balabos didn't do anything here. So why is there Yisamila? So who you see, when the shliach does half of what he's supposed to, it also means something. Someone says, no, maybe here there's no proof. You know what we're talking about over here? The Aisilei Shovo Shisha B'Sholosh. That the servant got a good deal. True, the master gave him 6 saloyim. Let's say he gave him $10. And he told him, buy me a $10 worth shirt. And the servant went and found a $10 shirt for $5. So when he only spent the $5, the pshat is, he bought a $10 worth shirt. Just he got a good deal. That's why here there's an Yisamila. Because the master can't say, you didn't do what I told you. I told you to buy me a $10 shirt. And he bought him back a $10 shirt. You only had to spend $5. So there for sure we say the master doesn't care. And it's called he did what the master told him. So Mara says like this. Ihochi is so, shliach amaymol. Says, so why is the shliach mol? If he's doing what the balabas told him, Teretz is pushed at talis, because the master only told him to buy a shirt. Now he got a cheap deal, and he got a $10 shirt for $5. So really what he should have done is bring home the extra $5. Who gave him permission to spend the extra $5 to buy him a talis? The master didn't tell him to do that. So therefore when he went and spent the $5, it's called the shliach, is spending $5. And if it comes out that this money was really shal hegdish, there's an Yisamila. So therefore it's good. the Gemara Yehachi, if so, Eima Seifa. What does the end of this Gemara Mila say? We have Yehudu, I have Yehudu says, Af Bazir Balabayis Leimol. No, even in such a case, even in the case when the Shliach went and bought him a talis and a choluk and a shirt, the Balabos is not over the Yisra Mila. Because the Balabos could tell him, Choluk Godel Yisim of Akis. You know, I would have wanted you to buy me back better a bigger shirt. But you bought me a smaller shirt and a bad one. So Churav, that's the Sefer. So Churav, you see, the Pshat we're talking about here is, he gave him $10, the six aloyim, to buy a shirt. And the master has the right to say, according to Yehuda, you didn't buy what I wanted. I wanted a big $10 shirt, and you brought me back a small one, a bad one. So you can't say, like we said before, we're talking about, where really he brought him back a $10 shirt, just he only paid $5. Because why is it called Ra? Why is that called bad? Samara says, no, that's not Kasha. Really, that's the case. The case is that the Shliach took this $10, and with $5, he bought a $10 worth shirt. If so, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? How could the Balabos complain to say, I wanted a bigger one? All you wanted was $10 worth of a shirt? You gave me $10 and he got it. Samara says, no, my Rab Domin. It means the Balabos could tell him, I would have wanted you to spend the complete $10 on the shirt. In other words, like this, you got a good deal. For $5, you got a $10 shirt. If you would have spent $10, you would have got a $20 worth shirt. So I would have gained much more. Like this, I only got a $10 shirt and $5 coming back to me. I would have rather you spend these $10 and buy a good shirt that's worth $20. That's what the Balabos has the right to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, my Ra, what does the Balabos have the right to say? You did something bad. Ra Bedomin, you didn't do good enough business for me. The Yomalei, because the Balabos, the master, could tell him, Iasisili Bishova Bishis, if you would have spent the complete six loyans that I gave you, like an hour more, let's say you would have spent the complete $10 on the shirt, Kol Shchein to have Bishova Tati Sari, like for sure would have been double the amount. Here, if it gave you six loyim, for sure it would have been worth 12 loyim. So true, what did you do? You only spent three loyim, and you got a six loyim worth shirt. But so what? I would have rather you spend the six loyim and get me a $12 loyim shirt. I would have gained much more in the deal. So that's Shat Warrior of Yehuda argues. But I call upon the Tanakama that says no, that the Balabos is over the Yisamila. So we see when the Shliach does half of what he's supposed to do, it's called something. Could be there's no proof to our case. Because here what he did is, at least he brought back the six loyim worth shirt. The master gave him six loyim, and he went and with three loyim, he got a six loyim worth shirt. So I call upon him, he brought back the value of the shirt that he was supposed to. So that's what the Tanakhama says here, the deal is good. So the sale is good. And the Mishalach is over the Yisamila. But in our case, where the master told him, I want you to sell me a big field and get me that much money, and he only sold half of the field and only got half of the money, it could be the Balabas has right to say, I didn't give you permission at all for that. And there nothing is good. Nahumar says, Dekanani, I bring you proof this last pshat that was saying is right. That in this Gemara and Mila is talking about that he really brought back a shirt worth the money he was supposed to. Tiktoni, it says there, Moide Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the kitnius, in a case where only went to buy kitnius, beans, Sheshnei Molu, then he agrees that the Balabos is also over the Yisamila. Why? Shakitnius Visela the kitnius Vipruta. Because kitnius, you don't get doubled your deal. Kitnius, the way you buy it usually is with a dollar, the seller, the kidneys of pruta. They sell it for a seller, they sell it for pruta. In other words, beans has exact price on it. So therefore, if I told you to buy me six sloyim worth, and you got for three sloyim, six sloyims worth, that's it. I wouldn't have gained any more of a deal if you would have bought me more. There's a set price for this. So therefore, you see clearly we're talking about that not that the shliach brought back something really bad, less than he was supposed to, he brought back the value that he was supposed to. Just the question is that the Bala he got for $3 a $6 worth shirt. So question, therefore it's good. Because I call upon him, he brought back the $6 worth shirt. But in a case in our Gemara, where he only does half of what he's supposed to do, there we still have the question, maybe there it's no good. So we have no proof to our Shaila. Versus, yeah. Shema Mina, here's the case here. No, so what's the case to a Hechidomi? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Biyaskra Damasvi Bishlisum, less Raya. Like Hechidon, what's the case talking about? Where he went, he says, if you degrees, if you buy beans, kidneys, then the Shliach and the Balabas both are over the Yisamila. Then the sale is a good sale. If you want to tell me, Biyaskra Damasvi Bishuma, that they sell it, Bishuma estimate it, Shrashi Boim, it's time you estimate how much it's worth. Is Hechid Yoyev Le Sela, Muzle Gabe Tvei? Then no, then the waters of you degree, the Balabas should also have a complaint that I gave you a seller. You should have spent a complete sell on the kidneys, because if you go estimates, he would have given you a much bigger estimate. You would have got double the amount. So Rapapa says, we're talking about the Asra, the Kaili, the Kani. No, we're talking about that you measure it off. $1 a pound. You get exactly for what you pay for. The Omalei, Kina, Kina, Bapruta. Like this amount, every kina, certain amount I give you of beans, cost a pruta. So in such a case, you can't gain on the deal. So therefore, if the Balabas gave you money, and you brought back that much amount of beans, that's where if you degrees, it's called the shliach did his shlichus. But in our case, where the shliach does half of what he's supposed to do, now we still have a question, is that called something or not? So Toshima, come and bring your proof back to our original case. Again, where the Balabas told the shliach, sell me a big piece of land, a kura's worth of land I want you to sell for me, of his own property. And the shliach went and only sold half of the amount of land. Is that sale good or not? Can the Balabas say, that's not what I told you to do? I told you to sell the big land, and you sold the small one, that's not what I told you to do. Or else, no, he did half, that's also something. Tashma, come up, bring your proof. It says, now Mishnah, hoy sok subosa, arba meyazuz, let's say by Abbas Kayin, where they used to write up the ksuba for $400, and then the husband died, so she has a right not to collect the $400. And the husband left over property, so she goes now to sell four different pieces of land, each one worth $100, to collect the $400. So the Mishnah says, Mochrul Zebemona. She sold the first land for $100. Very good. So far she collected $100. Ulzebemona. She sold then the second and the third land. So far she collected $300 already. She has one more $100 to collect. It says, Uliachra, in the last field that she's selling now, the case was, the Mishnah says, Yofa Mona Vedinur, that the land itself was worth $100 and $1. A mona and a dinner. A little bit more than $100 it was worth. Bimona. And she only got $100 for it. No, she got gypped a little bit. So it says, the Mishnah, Shalachra, in bottle, that the last sale is no good, the last kark is no good. Because she got gypped, she has no right to sell it. She's selling the property of the Yisayimim to collect money to eat on. She has no right to sell it and get shipped, like she has no right to sell it that way. But Akoponav is Shakula Machrim Kayim. But the first three sales that she made, the first three pieces of property that was at the right value, she got $100. It was worth $100, so at least she got $300. That's a good sale. So the Havamina is, we look now that she has to collect a sum of $400. So we look now as if she has a right to sell like one big karka worth $400. And what did she do? She sold the small karka for only $100. And then another time only $100. And the third time only $100. And we say now the first three sales are good. So the chura, you see, if we tell you to do something for $400, and you only sell something for $100, it's called a good sale. So bring in a proof here, if you do half of what you're supposed to do, it's also called something. Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat here. We're talking about that the husband left over small fields. Not that pshat is, he left over one big field that was really worth $400. And really what she was supposed to do was sell it at one time for $400. And she took a time and sold a quarter at a time and another quarter at the time. No, that's not the pshat. Could be if it would have been one big field, she wouldn't have the right to sell it at quarters. She would have to sell it at one shot. But here we're talking about the husband left over a lot of small fields. His hachinam yirosa biktini. We're talking about left over small fields. That each field was only worth $100. So then she did the right thing. Like what else she wanted to do? She has the right to collect $400. There's no field there $400. So what does she have to do? She has to sell the small fields till they equal $400. So she sold one field for $100. She had 100% right to do it. Not even a question, she's doing less than she's supposed to, but she did exactly what she's supposed to. But in our case, where the master told the shliach, sell me this big field, and he has the big field there, and the shliach went and only sold half of it, here we have a question, maybe the sale is no good. So we're not answering the shaila of lying by Sofik. Mor says now pshita, this is for sure, that omali echot v'lo l'shnayim. Let's say a person tells a master that wants to sell his field. He tells one shlich, he tells him clearly, I have a big field here, and I want you to sell this whole field to one person. Omali echot, I'm telling you clearly, I want you to sell the whole field to one person, v'lo l'shnayim, and not to two people. If so, now let's say the servant sells half the field to one person, pshita there, it's no good. Because the master told him clearly, I want you to sell this one big field to one person, and don't sell half to him and half to him. Therefore, if now he sells half of it, for sure that's nothing. What's going to be though, let's say the master told the shliach, I want you to sell me this field to one person. But he didn't speak out and not to two. So what does it mean when he says to one? My, Rav Huna says what the master meant to say is, Pshua liyachav l'lishnayim. That's also a clear way to say, I only want you to sell to one person, make one sale here out of this big land, and don't make two sales to two different people. Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna d'yamri tevayo, they both say no. Liyachav v'yafilu l'shnayim. That's what he said, sell it to one, sell one field. He doesn't mean to how many people. Could be, just me to say, sell the field. Sell this one big field. But he's not mocked, but even if you do it, the two people also. Shrashid lavur chayu, the inchi de kapti. The svar is because people aren't mocked. That's not something that should bother you. If the master said, sell the field, the main thing he wants is, if the field is worth $10,000, he wants to see $10,000. Even though he said sell it to one person, he didn't mean bedavka, only one. If you want to sell to two people, $5,000 apiece, very good. That's their svara. That they say no, liyechad means afilu l'shnayim, even the two people you could sell it, liyechad afilu l'meya. Even if you have 100 people buying it, it's also as good. And as long as the master did not speak out clearly to one and not to two, if he didn't speak that out, we say even though he said one, it's lavdavka. The main thing the master wants to see back is the $10,000. Mor says, ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to visit Sura. Is oyla gabe Rav Chisda v'rabba Rav Huna. They both went to speak to Rav Nachman. Omrula, they said to him, Ki agav namai, in such a case, what would you say? Where the master says, sell the field to one person, and the servant now went and sold it to two people, what's the locha? Omrula, so Rav Nachman also said, Liyechad v'afil l'shnayim, Liyechad v'afil l'meya. The master is not particular. He doesn't really mean it. He's not makbid in two people. The main thing he wants to see is his money. So even if you have to sell to 100 people, as long as he gets the $10,000, it's okay. Omrule, afagav de tor shliach. What's going to be even the case where the shliach makes a mistake? Omalahu de tor shliach loy kamina. That no. If the shliach makes a mistake and does something wrong, like Rashi says, omocha bezul, let's say he sells it too cheap. The price is $10,000. He sold it for $9,000. That no. Name a name of the nekla kam. You want to tell me it's good? On that we said no. If the shliach made a mistake, if he sold it too cheap, the master has the right to say, I never gave you permission to sell my field at a loss. Fred Gemara, we learned the Gemara about Mitzia. The klal is, ain I know the kakois. There's no Isser I know by kakois. I know means if you sell utensils, you're not allowed to jip the person, sell, charge too much. Halacha is up until the shtus is okay. A shtus is if it's charged a sixth more, it's an isser, but the mechir is good. If you charge more than a sixth, then the mechir is bottle. You have a right to say, he jipped me. But the klal is by karka, nothing doing. If I sell you $100 karka for $1,000, the sale is good. Because karka, no matter how much you pay for it, it's worth it. Karka is something that will stay with you always. Or the gzeras akosiv, someone on the yama, karka is not in the parsha of Einor. Sukur here also, if the master told the shliach to sell him the field and he sold it at a loss, why is the sale no good? The din should be ainah no bikakois. Even though you got jipped, you got less of a price, but you can't go back on a sale of karka. So more answers poshit. Hani mili hecha the toy balabayas. When do we say that that's if the master himself made the sale? And he, instead of charging 10,000, charged only 9,000, or else the opposite, instead of charging 10,000, he charged 12,000, and the guy pays for it, he can't get his money back. That's it. Ain't a nola kakois. But that's only if the balabos, the master, did it by himself. Avo, but in our case over here, to shliach. Here's the pshat that the shliach made the mistake. The master wanted to get a $10,000 for it, and he only got $9.50 for it. Is omalei, the master has a right to say to the shliach, the klal always is, letkuni shadrasicha v'loy lavosi. I appointed you a shliach to do something good for me. Letkuni means to be masakin, to make it good for me. V'loy lavosi, not to make a loss for me. So anytime you're causing me a loss, I have a right to say, I never made you a shliach. I never made you my servant. When you make a shliach to do something, that's a non-sadi, you only mean it to appoint him if he's going to do a good job. And if he makes a loss for you, he never wanted to be a shliach. So therefore, since he made a loss here, the mechir is bottled. Tomorrow, minotem, how do we know this? The shoni ben shivla balabayis. There's a difference between the shliach and the balabas himself, if they make mistakes. This now, we learn like this. The master tells the servant, say the torim. Go out to my fields in Eretz Yisrael. He has fruits growing there. Before you eat them, you have to take off trumas and maitzris. So he told his servant, go out to my fields and take off for me the trumas and maitzris. So it says, Terem kedas balabayis. He's supposed to be termed the way the balabas does. There's different amounts. How much to take off? 1/50th, 1/40th, 1/60th. So it says, as much as the balabas himself would do, that's how much the shliach should do. What about remaining a day at Daitesh balabayis? Let's say the servant doesn't know what type of a master he has. He doesn't know if he's a good guy, not a good guy. Does he want to give a lot or less? So it says, Turim b'beinus, echad mi'chamishim. What he should do is give a beinus, the medium share. The medium amount is 1/50th. 1/50th of the tefuah, he has to give a truma. What about pichsu asor? He gave less than that. Or hoistif asor, he gave 1/10th more. Shumasa truma. It says, still the truma is good. That's the law by a servant. Now, v'yi lo gabei balabayis tanya, by the balabas himself we learned, Torah, v'yola b'yodei afilu echad me'esrim, trumasa truma. If he made truma, and what came out is only 1/20th, still it's called a good truma. So toshima, you see the difference between what the balabas does, and what the shliach, what a servant does for the balabas. The servant is not allowed to make mistakes. But the balabas himself, he could do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he's allowed to do. So, v'achitanya pichas asara trumas truma havatfei light. So you see the difference between the master and the shliach. The shliach, if he makes a big mistake, nothing doing. The shliach has the mashach has the right to say, I never appointed you to make such amount of truma. Mashenki and the balabas himself, whatever he does, havadim is good. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Hoisok suboslay abba meyazuz. Again, the Mishnah, where the husband died, and the wife now has a right to collect $400 for a ksuba. Mochro lezebamona, so she sold one field for 100. Ulezebamona, the second field, and the third field. Uliachrum, when it came to the last field, well, it was shavamona v'dinabamona. She made a mistake. She sold a $101 field for only $100. So it says clearly, shalachrin bottle, that the last sale is bottle. V'shakulu mochron kayim, but the first ones are kayim. So chura the kasha here is, again, the havamina is, that it's one big karka she was selling. So we see if she makes a mistake, the first part of the mechir is good. Moritz says, no, there's no proof from here. Amir Rav Shisha bread Ravidi Biktini. Again, we're talking about over here now that she's selling four small fields. So each sale that she does is a special sale by itself. She can't say she's doing anything wrong over here. The first sale she made was a $100 field, and she got $100. She did a very good sale. Second one the same way, third one the same way. The only thing she got jip was the fourth one. Say Nechnami, when you get jip, when you make the wrong sale, then about we have a sword to say, we throw it, we say, make a choice. She has no right to make this type of a sale. And that's not going to look like that. That about when a shliach makes a mistake, any little mistake he makes, we have a right to say, I only sent you to do something good for me and not something bad. Mishnah says, what's going to be if Shum ha-dayonim? Let's say the dayonim goes down in a case where she became an amona, the husband died, the locher is now the isha, the amona has a right either to collect money to live on from mezonos, or else she has a right to collect the ksuba, and the husband left all the property, and she wants to get the money now, so we have to sell the property. So of course, if she wants to go to Bezdin and let Bezdin sell it, how about the Bezdin could sell it? So what's going to be Shum ha-dayonim? Bezdin makes a shuma, Bezdin evaluates how much it's worth. Now, shepichsu shtus, or yesifu shtus, mochrin bottle. If Bezdin sold something, and either they charge a sixth more, or a sixth too little, hasaka v'mechir is bottle, it's no good. Bezen also can't sell it for too much or too little. If they make a little mistake up till a sixth, then it's still good. But if they make more of a mistake than 1/6, then we see even though Bezen sold it its bottle, the mechir goes back again.
Turn over.